Today we honor Indigenous people.
Yeah.
And it is the day we honor Christopher Columbus. It's become a very kind of contentious issue in the last number of years as they revise histories again to tell us. You know, when I was a kid, Christopher Columbus was a hero.
Yeah.
They said, oh, he discovered America. And then later on, they were like, okay, well, you know what? We kind of made up this story about him. And here's a new story. And it's just filled with just the worst, you know. But still, so we have this Columbus Day. And a lot of people are calling it Indigenous Peoples Day. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. So in honor of Indigenous people, I would like to tell this story of Christopher Columbus and his voyage to the New World.
Nah.
So back in the days of the grandfathers, 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But before he did that, he had to raise some money. So he went to the queen. And he was like, hey, lady, I need some junia. I need some money. I'm going to build some ships, and I'm going to sail west. And I'm going to discover a northwest passage to the Orient.
Oh, what?
I will discover, I will prove that the earth is round. That's what they used to tell us, too.
Yeah.
That he was proving the earth was round. That nobody believed the earth was round except for Christopher Columbus. Remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Yeah.
It was like totally, you know, stereotypical Italians, or as they pronounce it in Bina, Italians.
Yeah.
But like Christopher Columbus was saying to the king, is the earth, he's round like a ball. And the king would be like, no, he's a flat like a pizza pie. But anyway. So he built these three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Orcasio Cortez.
Nah.
And he set sail in 1492, heading west. And then, as the story goes, when I was a kid, they said he discovered America.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what he actually discovered were like the Bahamas or Haiti or something. Never really made it to North America. And, this is where the Asia and India come in. So he lands on the beach there, and he sees the indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, wow, I guess we made it all the way around. We must be in India. Look at these guys. Hey, are you guys Indians? And the indigenous people were like, Indians? No, man, we're indigenous people here. Where do you think you are? He goes, oh, we must be in India. I sailed all the way around the world, and we hit India. And this is something I've never understood.
Huh.
Rather than correct Christopher Columbus, I don't know if they were just a little Indianish or just, you know, had that Minnesota nice even down there.
Yeah.
But then they just kind of let it go. It was like, yeah, okay, Indians, I guess. If you want to call us Indians, you go right ahead. You figure out how you explain that to your bosses. But then not only that, then they just started calling themselves Indians. And then everybody in North America all kind of jumped on the bandwagon and were like, hey, yeah, man, we're going to be Indians too. I don't want to make Christopher Columbus feel, you know, self-conscious or stupid. So that's where the term Indian comes from, I guess. At least that's what they taught me when I was a kid. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, huh?
But anyway, that whole story is so goofy that you don't know what to believe. And that is why we celebrate October 12th as Anishinaabe Gija Good, Indigenous Peoples Day. So everybody, I just want to say, Miigwech Pizen Da Wieg. Thank you for listening on this Indigenous Peoples Day. Tabuju, Nanabuju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nanabuju, This is Natasha.
Bonjour.
And I will see you again. Gigawabamin. Minawa. Hawa.
Hawa.
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
He's a flare.
It's around like a ball.